With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump leads Joe Biden by 5 points in a new survey.
49% of respondents to a Quinnipiac University poll say they would vote for former President Trump in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup, while 44% say they would vote for Biden. Independent voters are evenly split, 45% each for Biden and Trump. Trump gains an additional point over Biden in a hypothetical six-candidate race. Bob Agnew reporting.
PragerU says its app has been restored to the Google Play Store hours after Google removed it, claiming it promoted hate speech. Earlier Friday, PragerU posted screenshots of a message from Google in which the tech company claimed PragerU had asserted that a protected group is inhuman, inferior, or worthy of being hated. Prager University later posted an update saying that Google had reinstated the PragerU app on Google Play Store after conducting another review. Also at SRNnews.com, the cleanup at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore is reaching a major milestone. A Coast Guard spokesman said the channel will reopen Saturday or Sunday following a survey of the passageway. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pierre says some locations in the Southwest have been under an excessive heat alert.
We have seen temperatures reach above 110 degrees in areas across portions of southern Nevada. Arizona. That would include Las Vegas, Phoenix. Both have topped out above 110.
4 dozen pages of handwritten notes by the trans shooter at a Tennessee Christian school have been released. According to the Tennessee Star, the notes left behind by 28-year-old Audrey Hale describe the woman's obsession with gender. The handwritten material shows she apparently played with a stuffed male doll and another doll just 16 days before killing 6 people at the Christian school. This is SRN News. The world's largest children's book publisher releases a gay pride guide, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Scholastic says, quote, "We are experiencing an undeniable joyous boom of queer literature for children, and the company wants to make sure that schools buy lots of those books." The giant publisher's 2024 guide contains a long list of recommended books by homosexual authors, including ones aimed at kindergartners, such as My Mom's Love Me by Anna Membrino, a story about a child being raised by two women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says a new report by the country's Law Reform Commission amounts to an attack on faith and freedom. The commission says it should be illegal for schools to remove or expel queer trans staff or kids because of their sexual orientation. It also wants to make it more difficult for faith-based schools to hire staff based on religious convictions. This is SRN News. President Biden's executive orders on border security issued this week are a little more than window dressing that will not solve the nation's immigration crisis. That's the view of House Speaker Mike Johnson. Speaking on the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill, Johnson said the president's actions are a little more than a publicity stunt.
He wants to be able to go out and tell people that, oh, gosh, I tried to do something. He won't ever acknowledge that he is the one that created the catastrophe. It's so simple to fix, but it takes political will to do it. And as you noted, his party is divided because they have an open borders caucus effectively in the Democratic Party, and he has a real problem.
Speaker Johnson added that the president's executive orders don't include several ironclad border security measures demanded by Republican lawmakers. An NYPD officer is charged with attempted murder in a road rage incident in New Jersey. Hugh Tran is also charged with aggravated assault and possession of a weapon for unlawful purpose. More details at SRNnews.com.